Isabel Allende is one of Latin America's most beloved writers, and she happens to call the Bay Area her home. She was born in Peru and raised in Chile, but she's lived in Marin County for 26 years now. Allende has made her adopted home proud. Since her best-selling novel, The House of the Spirits, was published in 1982, she's written 19 more books, which have sold more than 60 million copies worldwide. She's the recipient of numerous awards and honorary degrees from all over the world, and she's an activist and advocate for women's rights. She's just released her latest novel, a crime thriller set in San Francisco called Ripper. Here's Isabel Allende reading from the first page of that book.
Mom is still alive, but she's going to be murdered at midnight on Good Friday, Amanda Martin told the deputy chief, who didn't even think to question the girl. She'd already proved she knew more than he and all his colleagues in homicide put together. The woman in question was being held at an unknown location somewhere in the 7,000 square miles of the San Francisco Bay Area. If they were to find her alive, they had only a few hours, and the deputy chief had no idea where or how to begin.
As the novel goes on, an interactive video game called Ripper turns into a real-life murder mystery. This is a new genre for Isabel Allende, so I asked her why she decided to give it a try.
Actually, it wasn't my idea. I am married to a crime writer, and I decided a few years ago, that 3 years ago, that I wanted to retire. And my agent panicked because I support the agency. So she said, no, you have to write a book with Willie. And given that he writes crime novels, I thought, well, I can adjust and maybe we can try it together. And we started planning. I start all my books on January 8th. By January 7th, we were fighting like dogs and we had no idea what we were going to do. So on January 8th, he started his sixth book and I went to my little casita, my office, and I didn't have anything else except the ideas that we had been throwing over on the table about a crime novel. And that's how it began. But I didn't have the characters. I didn't have a story. I had no experience in writing crime novels. I only knew that because I had heard Willie so much that suspense is really important. But then, just by chance, I saw my granddaughter playing a game in the kitchen. She was alone in the kitchen with her computer. I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm playing Ripper.
And oh, so it actually exists.
It's a game.
I thought you made this up.
No. It's a game. And she was playing.
I thought you were so clever.
No. I am not. She was playing with this, her buddies online, and each one had created a character that represented them. And the whole point of the play, of the game, is that you have to hunt for Jack the Ripper in 1888 in London. And I said, could this be happening instead in 2012 in San Francisco? And she said, of course, it could be anywhere. So then I used that idea for the book. That's why it's called Ripper.
So how, you've got a couple of, there's a lot of what it feels like wink, wink, nod, nod moments in the book for me. You've got a couple references to your husband. and so what was it like to set a novel here that's contemporary?
Well, I had written Maya's Notebook before this book, and it's also very contemporary, and half of it happens in Berkeley. But I love the idea of the crime novel. For me, it was just a huge challenge. I wanted the characters to be like the characters of all my books. I'm interested in people and their relationships, much more than the argument or the plot or the. What really interests me is what I think that stays with the reader are the characters. Many of them, I would say most, are based on people, on real people. So I have a model for the mother. She's called Ana Cejas, and she's a healer. I have a model for the Navy SEAL.
Is that your husband?
No, a real Navy SEAL that was willing to talk to me. They're very secretive. And I went to Washington and spent 3 days with him and got the character. I just had to change the name and add a few things and subtract other things, and there he was. sometimes the problem with some crime novels is that they are they are in a fantasy world. They are sort of detached from reality. And my books have been accused of magic realism forever. But I would say that they are very realistic, because what I describe in the book usually is true.
And you say that you sit down to write your newest book on January 8th each year, and that you write, or you're working for like 10 hours a day.
Now I'm trying to work less. I'm trying to establish a new routine because I'm too old. I just can't spend 12 hours a day sitting on a chair because I can't get up afterward.
Well, that's one thing I was wondering. Having written so many, 19 books at this
20
point?
Books,
20
yeah.
books. Oh, I guess I wasn't counting this one. Is it still fun for you to go on book tour?
No. That's the worst part of my job, the promotion of the books. And I really will try not to do it in the future. They say that you can't sell a book if you don't do the book tour. Well, too bad. It's so sad. Sometimes I go to a reading somewhere and there are five or six people in the audience. Usually not my case, because I get large audiences. But when I see a writer that comes from England, that has crossed the world to get there, and you have six people in the room, it doesn't make any sense. You have only so much energy and so many hours a day. How are you going to spend them? And I see that when I was younger, I had boundless energy. I could do anything. I can't anymore. So now I have to make real choices. Do I want to sit down and write, or will I be traveling? Because the traveling is not just getting there, showing up for 45 minutes and sign books. Getting there. And then before you get there, you have to prepare. And then when you come back, you cannot pick up the book when you left the last page before. You have to get back in the rhythm, in the dance of the book. And that's hard.
And you're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan, and I'm speaking with Marin author Isabel Allende. Her new book is Ripper. And I guess this is stupid, because I've actually read, I think I read Eva Luna in Spanish. But when I read that you write in Spanish, I was surprised.
I write in Spanish, and sometimes it's absurd, because in this case, the story happens in San Francisco. It's contemporary. All the characters are Americans. They talk in English. I had to translate all this into Spanish. And then my translator had to put it back into English. It should have been written in English from the very beginning, but I just can't. I can write a speech or nonfiction in English, but fiction happens like in the womb. It's very organic, very natural, just flows. And that happens in Spanish.
But then you must be, your translator must be so intimidated, right? Do you then pore over every word of the translation to make sure really feels no?
No, I have very good translators. And two people translated this one because we were in a hurry. We wanted to do simultaneous launching in several languages. So they worked really in a hurry. And I think they did a great job.
And since you're not going to be doing too many book tours in the future or truncated book tours, I'm sure a lot of people want to ask you, what's your advice for storytellers who are just getting started?
Who are published?
Maybe published, maybe unpublished. I don't know. I know that there's a lot of aspiring storytellers that kind of wonder, how do I either get started writing or get this thing published? Or
I would say two things. What I always say is, This thing of writing is like sports. You train and train and train. And nobody sees the training. Nobody cares. But if you want to play the game, you have to train. If you want to have one page that deserves to be published, you have 1,000 drafts. So the process is what is important. Write, write, write. Read, read, read. But the best advice, I heard it from Elizabeth Gilbert. Someone asked in the audience something about writing, the same question. And she said, don't expect your art to support you or to make you famous. You write because if you don't, the weight of it will crush you. Writing is a calling, and you do it from the heart. And the result, if you're going to be successful or rich or whatever, forget it. Don't even think about it. And I thought it was a wonderful advice, to love the process.
Is that still true for you?
Absolutely true. It's always been true. Always.
So then why did you want to retire?
Because I was tired, and we had a death in the family. My husband was very depressed. We have had a lot of sorrow lately, but it's getting better. I think that this is going to be a very good year. Right. I can tell that my husband is better because he's not dressed all in black anymore. He's wearing color.
Was he inspired by the fact that you took on his genre?
I think he was a little mad, but I got mad at him. He was a lawyer. And then when he retired, he decided that he wanted to write books. And I said, well, when I retire, I will practice law. I mean, I think this is really disrespectful. And so now he had it coming in a way.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.